I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Two out of every three older Americans have multiple chronic health conditions or diseases, and treatment requires an assortment of daily medications. To talk about safely managing medications in the senior years is Dr. William Moran, the McKnight Professor of Aging Research and Director of the Division of General Internal Medicine and Geriatrics at MUSC. Dr. Moran, what are some of the key challenges related to medications for elderly patients?
As we get older, we tend to see doctors and accumulate more and more medications. And one day you look down and you're taking 10, 12, 14 medications. And each one of those medications has a set of side effects and potential interactions. So it's really important to sort of think about each one of those medications. You know what it is, you know what it's for, and talk with your doctor or your pharmacist about, is there another possibility? Is there an interaction? Those kinds of things.
Is it the case that even pretty common medicines do something different for the elderly or cause different side effects?
There's a number of processes that increase the risk of prescribing in the elderly. First, we lose function over time. Inevitably, as we get older, we can't do things as well as we used to. That's probably why there's no 65-year-old NFL quarterbacks. But you also lose function, kidney function, liver function, and those are important organs that clear medications from your system. The other thing we do is we get more sensitive to some types of medications. And so a dose that might be totally appropriate at age 65 might be too much at age 80.
So with the elderly, someone in your profession, for example, your specialty, you're tweaking, you're adjusting, you're evaluating all these medicines pretty regularly with patients.
The first thing I do is look at the medications. The second thing that I watch for is if someone has a new symptom, something vague like fatigue or nausea or a little weight loss, I always look to see whether one of those medications could be causing it.
Are there some medicines that are particularly problematic for elderly or classifications of medicines that cause extra trouble?
Well, there's two kinds of ways to think about it. One is medications that should never be taken by older folks. There's a list, and you could probably Google it. It's called Beers List, B-E-E-R-S. And it's basically a list of medications that really should be avoided in older folks. The second, though, is medications that require a lot of close monitoring. One that we watch all the time is the anticoagulants that are used for atrial fibrillation. Those have to be very closely monitored. Another is sedatives, and especially painkillers, opioids, because folks can be very sensitive to opioids. They can have a relatively rapid adverse event, like fatigue or falling asleep, and end up in the emergency department.
And is falling in particular one of the problems from that category of medicines?
Falls are especially worrisome in older folks, and medications contribute in a major way. First, things like benzodiazepines and sleeping pills. Those can predispose you to falls very easily. Second is any other sedatives. And then finally are medications that require monitoring, like diabetes medications, where if your sugar gets too low, you can fall. Other medications that can be associated with falls are blood pressure medications.
Dr. Moran, thanks so much for providing tips and information about managing medications during the senior years.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.